From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama has two words to describe how he feels about the midterm election.
Feels bad.
A day after the Democratic Party lost control of the House, seats in the Senate, and influence in state houses, the president says he knows voters are clearly frustrated with his administration.
Over the last 2 years, we've made progress. But clearly, too many Americans haven't felt that progress yet. And they told us that yesterday. And as president, I take responsibility for that.
The presumptive Republican House Speaker John Boehner says despite the GOP's win, voters need to stay involved beyond last night's celebrations.
There are more Americans engaged in our government today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I think the real key to having real success for the American people is to keep the American people engaged in this process beyond last night.
In Colorado, Democratic Senator Michael Bennet is declaring victory in his race against Tea Party Republican Ken Buck. But NPR's Jeff Brady says the official tally still unknown.
The vote is really close, and it was close all night last night. In fact, all the way through the night and into the morning, the race was close. At this point, it still is the two candidates are divided by just about one percentage point in the polls, and there's still a few ballots left to count. But folks with Senator Bennet's campaign say that there's no possible pathway for Ken Buck to succeed in this race. Republican Ken Buck has not called to concede, so you could argue that this race is not quite over yet.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting. In other news, faced with continued high unemployment and low inflation, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports that the Federal Reserve's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee is moving to pump more money into the economy through so-called quantitative easing.
After running out of room to cut short-term interest rates, the Fed bought $1.7 trillion in securities to push down long-term rates through March. But with the economy still struggling and inflation running lower than it would like, the Fed is launching more such quantitative easing. The Fed will buy an additional $600 billion in longer-term Treasury securities with newly created money by mid-2011. That's not as much as many on Wall Street had wanted. Explaining its decision, the Fed says consumer spending remains constrained, firms are reluctant to hire, and housing is still depressed. Dissenting, Kansas City Fed President Thomas Hoenig warns the Fed is risking future financial imbalances and higher inflation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
Slight gains in U.S. stocks at last check. The Dow Jones Industrial Average moved up 6 points. It's at 11,194. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining 3. It's at 2536. S&P 500 up slightly at 1195. This is NPR. The Iraqi parliament is expected to convene Monday for only its second session since elections in March. Lawmakers are due to elect a new speaker. The Iraqi leadership has been scrambling to get the government moving again, with security in the country still precarious. Attacks on Iraqi Christians and Muslims have killed more than 100 people since Sunday. The composer of the Broadway musicals Fiddler on the Roof and Fiorello, among others, has died. Jerry Bock was 81, with his partner, lyricist Sheldon Harnick. Bock won all the major awards for musicals. More on this from NPR's Susan Stamberg.
Fiorello was Bach's 1959 take on New York's larger-than-life one-time mayor, Fiorello LaGuardia. Harnick's lyrics about politics and poker and loving a cop were given rhythm and lilt with Bach's music.
If I were a rich man,
their most familiar show, the 1964 evergreen Fiddler on the Roof, put Zero Mostel and his zest for life on stage as Tevye, the loving, beleaguered, unconquerable Russian family man and traditionalist.
If I were a pity, pity rich man.
Gerald Lewis Bach was inducted into the Theater Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Though voters are overwhelmingly frustrated with the U.S. economy, latest report on auto suggests confidence rising. Automakers report sales went up in October, driven in part by higher interest in new models. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.